Welcome to Words from the Brothers, a podcast by the Servants of the Word. Here we share scripture meditations, teaching, and reflections on our life and call as a brotherhood.
Today's reading is taken from Exodus chapter 17. All the congregation of the people of Israel moved on from the wilderness of Sin by stages, according to the commandment of the Lord, and camped at Rephidim. But there was no water for the people to drink. Therefore the people quarreled with Moses and said, "Give us water to drink." And Moses said to them, "Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you test the Lord?" But the people thirsted there for water. And the people grumbled against Moses and said, "Why did you bring us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our livestock with thirst?" So Moses cried to the Lord, "What shall I do with this people? They are almost ready to stone me." And the Lord said to Moses, "Pass on before the people, taking with you some of the elders of Israel, and take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile, and go. Behold, I will stand before you here on the rock at Horeb, and you shall strike the rock, and water shall come up out of it, and the people shall drink." And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. And he called the name of the place Massah and Meribah, because of the quarreling of the people of Israel, and because they tested the Lord by saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" In Exodus 17, we continue to journey with the Israelites through the wilderness. They camp at Rephidim, where there is no water. They quarrel with Moses and they test the Lord, doubting his presence and provision. And in response, God commands Moses to strike the rock, and water shall come out of it, and the people will drink. So Moses strikes the rock at Horeb. Water flows, and the people's thirst is satisfied. And Moses names the place Massah, meaning testing, and Meribah, meaning quarreling, because the Israelites questioned and said, "Is the Lord among us or not?" We read in 1 Corinthians 10 the following. "For I do not want you to be unaware, brothers, that our fathers were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. For they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ." And so in Exodus 17, we read that the rock provided this life-giving water to a thirsty and rebellious people. And Paul in Corinthians said this rock was more than just a physical object, but it represents Christ, the ultimate source of our life and of our sustenance. And just as Moses struck the rock, so too was Christ struck through his crucifixion, so that living water could flow to all who believe. As we read in John 4, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks of the water that I give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water, welling up to eternal life." And so the water from this rock prefigures Jesus' words here in John 4. This living water that will swell, that will well up to eternal life. And as we link Exodus 17 and 1 Corinthians 10 together, Paul shows us that the Exodus story is our story. A story, a narrative of salvation, of provision, and the presence of God in Christ. and the rock that provided water in the wilderness is none other than Jesus Christ, the one who satisfies the deepest thirst that we have.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, the International Ecumenical Brotherhood of the Sword of the Spirit. For more content like this, visit us at servantsoftheword.org.